Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés. Angol középfok, B2-es szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B2, középfok, első feladat.
Faith can move a mountain. A small congregation in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains, USA, built a new church on a piece of land left to them by a church member in his will. 10 days before the new church was to open, the local building inspector informed the vicar that the parking lot was not big enough for the size of the building. Until the church doubled the size of the parking lot, they would not be able to use the new church. Unfortunately, the church, with its undersized parking lot, had used every inch of their land except for the mountain against which it had been built. In order to build more parking spaces, they would have to move the mountain out of the backyard. The next Sunday morning, the pastor announced that he would meet that evening with all members who had mountain-moving faith. They would hold a prayer session, asking God to remove the mountain from the backyard and to somehow provide enough money to have it paved and painted before the scheduled opening dedication service the following week. At the appointed time, 24 of the congregation's 300 members assembled for prayer. They prayed for nearly 3 hours. At 10 o'clock, the pastor said the final Amen. "We'll open next Sunday as scheduled," he assured everyone. "God has never let us down before, and I believe he will be faithful this time too." The next morning, as he was working in his study, there came a loud knock at his door. When he called, "Come in," a rough-looking construction foreman appeared, removing his hat as he entered. "Excuse me, Reverend. I'm from the construction company over in the next county. We're building a huge new shopping mall over there, and we need some fill dirt. Would you be willing to sell us a chunk of that mountain behind the church? We'll pay you for the dirt we remove and pave all the exposed area free of charge. If we can have it right away. We can't do anything else until we get the dirt in and allow it to settle properly." The little church was dedicated the next Sunday as originally planned, and there were far more members with mountain-moving faith on opening Sunday than there had been the previous week.
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. 1 percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
Faith can move a mountain. A small congregation in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains, USA, built a new church on a piece of land left to them by a church member in his will. 10 days before the new church was to open, the local building inspector informed the vicar that the parking lot was not big enough for the size of the building. Until the church doubled the size of the parking lot, they would not be able to use the new church. Unfortunately, the church, with its undersized parking lot, had used every inch of their land except for the mountain against which it had been built. In order to build more parking spaces, they would have to move the mountain out of the backyard. The next Sunday morning, the pastor announced that he would meet that evening with all members who had mountain-moving faith. They would hold a prayer session, asking God to remove the mountain from the backyard and to somehow provide enough money to have it paved and painted before the scheduled opening dedication service the following week. At the appointed time, 24 of the congregation's 300 members assembled for prayer. They prayed for nearly 3 hours. At 10 o'clock, the pastor said the final Amen. "We'll open next Sunday as scheduled," he assured everyone. "God has never let us down before, and I believe he will be faithful this time too." The next morning, as he was working in his study, there came a loud knock at his door. When he called, "Come in," a rough-looking construction foreman appeared, removing his hat as he entered. "Excuse me, Reverend. I'm from the construction company over in the next county. We're building a huge new shopping mall over there, and we need some fill dirt. Would you be willing to sell us a chunk of that mountain behind the church? We'll pay you for the dirt we remove and pave all the exposed area free of charge. If we can have it right away. We can't do anything else until we get the dirt in and allow it to settle properly." The little church was dedicated the next Sunday as originally planned, and there were far more members with mountain-moving faith on opening Sunday than there had been the previous week.
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B2, középfok, második feladat.
Thank you, Jesus. I went into the local department store to grab some last-minute Christmas gifts. I looked at all the people, and I thought I would be there forever. But I hurried to the toy department to buy something for my grandkids. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a little boy holding a lovely doll. He held her so gently. I wondered who the doll was for. I watched him turn to a woman. He called his aunt by name and said, "Are you sure I don't have enough money?" She replied a bit impatiently, "You know that you don't have enough money for it." She told him not to go anywhere and that she would be back in a few minutes. She then left. The boy continued to hold the doll. After a bit, I asked them who the doll was for. He said, "It is the doll my sister wanted so badly for Christmas. She knew that Santa would bring it." I told him that maybe Santa was going to bring it. He said, "No, Santa can't go where my sister is. I have to give the doll to my mama to take to her." I asked him where his sister was. He looked at me with the saddest eyes and said, "She has gone to be with Jesus. My daddy says that Mama is going to have to go be with her." My heart nearly stopped beating. Then he said, "I told my daddy to tell Mama not to go yet, but wait till I get back from the store." Then he asked me if I wanted to see his picture. I told him I would love to. He pulled out some pictures and said, "I want my mama to take this with her so she doesn't ever forget me." He lowered his head and grew so very quiet. While he was not looking, I reached into my purse. I asked him, "Shall we count that money one more time?" He grew excited and said, "Yes, I know it has to be enough." So I slipped my money in with his, and we began to count it. Of course, it was plenty for the doll. He softly said, "Thank you, Jesus, for giving me enough money." He heard my prayer. "It is enough to buy the doll and a rose for my mama. She loves white roses so very much." In a few minutes, the aunt came back and I went away. I could not help thinking about the little boy. And then I remembered a story I had seen in the newspaper several days earlier about a drunk driver hitting a car and killing a little girl, and the mother was in serious condition. The family was deciding whether to remove the life support. 2 days later, I read that the young woman had died. I could not forget the little boy, and I wondered if the two were somehow connected. Later that day, I went out and bought some white roses and took them to the funeral home where the young woman was. And there she was, holding a white rose, the beautiful doll, and the picture of the little boy in the store. I left the funeral parlor in tears. My life changed forever.
Vegye elő a kettes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
Thank you, Jesus. I went into the local department store to grab some last-minute Christmas gifts. I looked at all the people, and I thought I would be there forever. But I hurried to the toy department to buy something for my grandkids. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a little boy holding a lovely doll. He held her so gently. I wondered who the doll was for. I watched him turn to a woman. He called his aunt by name and said, "Are you sure I don't have enough money?" She replied a bit impatiently, "You know that you don't have enough money for it." She told him not to go anywhere and that she would be back in a few minutes. She then left. The boy continued to hold the doll. After a bit, I asked him who the doll was for. He said, "It is the doll my sister wanted so badly for Christmas. She knew that Santa would bring it." I told him that maybe Santa was going to bring it. He said, "No, Santa can't go where my sister is. I have to give the doll to my mama to take to her." I asked him where his sister was. He looked at me with the saddest eyes and said, "She has gone to be with Jesus. My daddy says that Mama is going to have to go be with her." My heart nearly stopped beating. Then he said, "I told my daddy to tell Mama not to go yet, but wait till I get back from the store." Then he asked me if I wanted to see his picture. I told him I would love to. He pulled out some pictures and said, "I want my mama to take this with her so she doesn't ever forget me." He lowered his head and grew so very quiet. While he was not looking, I reached into my purse. I asked him, "Shall we count that money one more time?" He grew excited and said, "Yes, I know it has to be enough." So I slipped my money in with his, and we began to count it. Of course, it was plenty for the doll. He softly said, "Thank you, Jesus, for giving me enough money." He heard my prayer. "It is enough to buy the doll and a rose for my mama. She loves white roses so very much." In a few minutes, the aunt came back and I went away. I could not help thinking about the little boy. And then I remembered a story I had seen in the newspaper several days earlier about a drunk driver hitting a car and killing a little girl. And the mother was in serious condition. The family was deciding whether to remove the life support. 2 days later, I read that the young woman had died. I could not forget the little boy, and I wondered if the two were somehow connected. Later that day, I went out and bought some white roses and took them to the funeral home where the young woman was. And there she was, holding a white rose, the beautiful doll, and the picture of the little boy in the store. I left the funeral parlor in tears. My life changed forever. Thank you, Jesus. I went into the local department store to grab some last-minute Christmas gifts. I looked at all the people, and I thought I would be there forever. But I hurried to the toy department to buy something for my grandkids. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a little boy holding a lovely doll. He held her so gently. I wondered who the doll was for. I watched him turn to a woman. He called his aunt by name and said, "Are you sure I don't have enough money?" She replied a bit impatiently, "You know that you don't have enough money for it." She told him not to go anywhere and that she would be back in a few minutes. She then left. The boy continued to hold the doll. After a bit, I asked him who the doll was for. He said, "It is the doll my sister wanted so badly for Christmas. She knew that Santa would bring it." I told him that maybe Santa was going to bring it. He said, "No, Santa can't go where my sister is. I have to give the doll to my mama to take to her." I asked him where his sister was. He looked at me with the saddest eyes and said, "She has gone to be with Jesus. My daddy says that Mama is going to have to go be with her." My heart nearly stopped beating. Then he said, "I told my daddy to tell Mama not to go yet, but wait till I get back from the store." Then he asked me if I wanted to see his picture. I told him I would love to. He pulled out some pictures and said, "I want my mama to take this with her so she doesn't ever forget me." He lowered his head and grew so very quiet. While he was not looking, I reached into my purse. I asked him, "Shall we count that money one more time?" He grew excited and said, "Yes, I know it has to be enough." So I slipped my money in with his, and we began to count it. Of course, it was plenty for the doll. He softly said, "Thank you, Jesus, for giving me enough money." He heard my prayer. "It is enough to buy the doll and a rose for my mama. She loves white roses so very much." In a few minutes, the aunt came back and I went away. I could not help thinking about the little boy. And then I remembered a story I had seen in the newspaper several days earlier about a drunk driver hitting a car and killing a little girl. And the mother was in serious condition. The family was deciding whether to remove the life support. 2 days later, I read that the young woman had died. I could not forget the little boy, and I wondered if the two were somehow connected. Later that day, I went out and bought some white roses and took them to the funeral home where the young woman was. And there she was, holding a white rose, the beautiful doll, and the picture of the little boy in the store. I left the funeral parlor in tears. My life changed forever.
Kérjük, fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.